Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, December 7th, 2023. I'm Rob Dunwood. According to Bloomberg, Apple's iMessage will not be subject to certain interoperability, fairness, and privacy rules slated for big tech gatekeepers under the EU's Digital Markets Act. A final ruling hasn't been handed down, but sources familiar with the matter state that iMessage is not popular enough with users in the European Economic Area to ask Apple to make iMessage interoperable with other messaging services. Facebook announced this week that all Facebook Messenger chats and calls will be protected by end-to-end encryption by default. Messages protected by end-to-end encryption can be read only by the sender and recipient. This change in default behavior comes with criticism from the UK government and police, who claim the move to default encryption makes it harder to detect child sexual abuse. End-to-end encryption for group chats is still opt-in, but that behavior could also change in the future. Meta has added over 20 new AI-powered features across its apps in the English language markets and has launched a new standalone image generator, Imagine with Meta, which leverages the power of Emu, Meta's native text image model. To promote transparency in AI-generated content, Meta says it will implement invisible watermarking on all images generated with its AI tools. Disney Plus has officially added Hulu in a beta launch of its One App experience, with a full rollout slated for March of next year. The One App experience was announced in November during Disney's earnings call and will offer users a discounted rate for Disney Plus and Hulu when bundled, with access to both platforms from a single application. Epic Games today launched LEGO Fortnite, a crafting game inside of Fortnite, which has been described as a LEGO version of Minecraft, but instead of downloading a whole new game, you just select a tile from the Fortnite menu the same way you would when you hop into a battle royale. Later this week, LEGO Fortnite will be joined by Fortnite Rocket Racing on December 8th and Fortnite Festival on December 9th. The idea is that Fortnite will become a platform for all sorts of games similar to Roblox. After an immediate backlash from users, Blue Sky is changing course by allowing users to opt out of a change that would expose their posts to the public web. Last month, the company announced it would open a public web interface allowing anyone to view posts on the platform, even if they did not have an invite to the app. Blue Sky is giving users the ability to opt out from their data being shared publicly before the public web view is enabled, but notes that this only affects the logged out view of the Blue Sky app itself. On the heels of the debut of its brokerage services in the United Kingdom, consumer trading and investment app Robinhood is launching its crypto app to all eligible users in the EU. The EU has developed one of the world's most comprehensive policies for crypto asset regulation, which is why we chose the region to anchor Robinhood's crypto international expansion plans, said Johan Kerbrit, general manager of Robinhood Crypto. Employees from Bungie, the game developer behind the popular sci-fi shooter Destiny, say that last month layoffs of nearly 100 of the company's 1,200 employees came alongside an apparent scramble by studio leadership to avoid a total takeover by Sony. Bungie is currently a fully independent subsidiary of Sony, but leadership hinted that this may not be the case forever. There is potentially good news for Google Drive users who suffered a sync error last month in Google Drive for Desktop version 8.4.00084.0.4.0, which deleted some of their files erroneously. The latest version of Google Drive provides a recovery tool that may allow affected users to recover their files. Go to the menu bar or system tray, click Drive for Desktop, press and hold the Shift key, click Settings, and then you'll be able to hit Recover from Backups. If the backup works for you, as Google does not expect it to work for all, you'll get a recovery is complete message and find a new folder called Google Drive Recovery. And finally, Nintendo Live 2024 Tokyo has been canceled due to safety concerns following the company receiving numerous threats targeting its employees and spreading to the wider community. Additionally, several competitive events, including the Splatoon Koshien 2023 National Finals, the Splatoon 3 World Championship 2024, and the Mario Kart 8 Deluxe Online Challenge Final Stage have been postponed. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. And if you enjoyed the show, remember to tell a friend to check us out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.